are listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. Happy Christmas. Obviously, we're just over the Christmas period there. And it's Sunday, the 27th of December, 2020. Put the time check in there and day check as well. And it's always good to do that on the show. Well, welcome, everybody. This is kind of just an unofficial annual review show. I have my cup of tea beside me. No guests on the show tonight. Just talking about a few bits and pieces. I'm talking about the guests that have been on the show over the year. Maybe look forward to 2021 and see what we all feel about that. If people want to phone in, obviously you're more than welcome to phone in. I'm going to do the communication channels now so you know what the details are.
The communication channels are email. Contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
So I said that it's myself, nobody else here on the show. It's a laid-back show, unofficial show. I normally do about 2 hours of a show. It probably won't take that long, to be honest with you. I'll probably only do probably an hour and a half at most. It just depends on where the show goes. Obviously, the listeners on the chat room, if there's anything you want to talk about or anything that you want to mention, by all means, put a question in there on the chat room. Let me know if you have any thoughts on what you want to talk about. If you do want to phone in, the number is 046-927-1212. That's if you're in Ireland, and internationally, well, the international number, drop the zero and you'll have 46927-1212. Now, I know I've been having problems with the phone line for a good few years now, even on OAM. It was kind of touch and go, but lately the phone seems to be behaving itself, which is a good thing. So I don't know whether it's going to work or not, you know, like if the phone, the phone line is there. Let me see if I can let you hear the dial tone. But there's the dial tone there. Now, what happens with the, because it's an internet phone, when people ring the phone, they hear it ringing, but I normally don't hear it ringing this end. That was the problem that I used to have with the phone. But as of late, people have rang the phone and the phone has rang and I picked it up and answered the phone. So you never know. If you want to give it a go, you can dial in and we can have a chat and tell us if you want to, if there's anything on your mind that you want to have a talk about or anything you want to mention, anything that I've mentioned on the show, by all means, if you want to phone in, you can do that. No worries at all. It'd be good to have a chat with you. So the number is 046-927-1212. So I have my cup of tea and I have a few bits to read out. Obviously, before we get into doing the review, and I'll be just bouncing from one screen to another, so there might be a slight pause. Now, what I find is that in America, a lot of the American radio shows, they got low, you know, people do phone in and they don't seem to have a problem with it, but I find over here people are quite shy when it comes to phoning in. I don't know why. But I'm not RTE, and you know, I'll probably more than likely agree with what you have to say if it's based on the same subject matter. So, you know, I'm on your side straight away. So just a couple of things. As usual, you know that you can support us on patreon.com/COWLR and also on PayPal as well. Thanks to everybody for your donations. It really is much appreciated. We do try and allocate some of them donations to worthy causes. If you could pop over to circleofwhitelight.com and have a look at the pay it forward menu option, you'll see that we have done, I think it's about €6,480 this year since last December to worthy causes. And it's just trying to pay it forward basically and try and help out and do a little bit. So it is much appreciated when you donate. So thanks a lot for that. Okay. So as I say, it's a chilled out evening. I don't know whether I'll be doing 2 hours. I might only be doing 1 hour. I don't know. We just play it by ear and see what happens. But there's a couple of things that I have put down on the list to actually mention, which I think is worthwhile saying, because this is the way things are going forward. And I think people need to know about this. In the website called theliberal.ie, they had an article there and it said, Irish citizens will now face criminal charges for expressing politically incorrect opinions under the new thought crime legislation. In a move that many Irish citizens are describing as the institution of thought crime legislation, in reference George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, we all know that, the government have announced that the intention to introduce new hate crime laws. The government proposals to combat racism and bigotry would see speech and social media that is offensive to privileged minorities or the political elite become a criminal offence. So if you upset the political elite, they get all upset or offended. You know, these people get offended. They're like snowflakes. You know, you say boo to them and they go, I've been offended. It's not like they're going to wake up in the morning and find their leg hanging off. You know, I've been offended. Good. Oh, I'm glad you've been offended. I'm offended. You're offended. It's ridiculous. It's just getting ridiculous. We're getting in such a snowflake society that people get offended over the little thing. Although ordinary Irish citizens will see themselves facing criminal charges for voicing politically incorrect opinions on social media, the government have taken measures to make sure big tech will be exempt from any such prosecution. Minister for Justice Helen McAtee has said there will be protections for social media companies from prosecution if they show they had measures in place to prevent hate speech. You know, it gets ridiculous. Now, I do, you know, there's a certain level you have to draw the line at. And I kind of agree with that. You can't just have carte blanche and just say, right, everybody can say what they say. No, you can't do that, because that's why people have, you know, young kids have committed suicide and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a level you go to. But if you're expressing your opinion on somebody who you don't like in a kind of constructive manner rather than just being abusive, then, you know, is that classed as hate speech, or are you just giving your opinion? You know, so, you know, where do you draw the line? Who defines what hate speech is? Somebody might, you know, you might put something down. To me, it might not be hate speech, but somebody else then might say, oh, that's hate speech. So who defines that as hate speech? You know, it's a very grey area. Okay, and this is the other thing that's been put out there as well on the media. By the way, if you do have a question or you want to make a comment or you want me to say something on the chat room there, just put on question or whatever, or just put a little notification on the start so I know I can see it straight away. Okay. The BBC. Now, I've seen this on BBC.com. I don't know whether you've seen this, but this is how bad it's getting. You know, you all have family members, and there's family members who are in the Matrix and they're not awake to what's going on. And I even heard it this week from a family member that the media are brainwashing them, saying, but you're the people that are causing the problem because you're trying to kind of stop the vaccines and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, that's how bad things are getting. They're getting at your relatives and your family who are in the Matrix to have a go with you, you know, brother against brother, sister against sister and all that. So the BBC.com. Their article is, how should you talk to friends and relatives who believe conspiracy theories? All right, this is the psychology they're using. So here's a couple of here's some of the topics. Now, this is not the full article, because obviously the full article is quite long. But if you go to BBC.com, it's on there. And it said, you're dreading the moment. Do you like that, the psychology? You're dreading the moment. As your uncle passes the roast potatoes, he casually mentions that a coronavirus vaccine will be used to inject microchips into your body to track us. Or maybe that it's that point when a friend, after a couple of pints, starts talking about how COVID-19 doesn't exist. Or when pudding is ruined as a long-lost cousin starts spinning the lurid tales about QAnon and elite Satanists eating babies. You see the way they've hooked in, you know, something from COVID straight into the satanic and eating babies, right? And the gas thing is all that is true, you know. They are spot on. I don't know about QAnon, obviously I'm on the fence with that one, but definitely the whole kind of satanic stuff. We all know about human trafficking and child trafficking and all that. So this is the psychology they're trying to roll out. It says here, the recent rules changes have upended holiday plans for many of us, but you still may find yourself grappling with such situations over the next few days. Talking not about legitimate political questions and debates, but outlandish plots and fictions. So how do you talk to people about conspiracy theories without ruining Christmas? So here's the tips of how you speak to conspiracy theorists without ruining Christmas. Well, you know, I do have a solution for this at the end of it. So, you know, there will be a solution for this. So their number one tip is keep calm. Keep calm. While it's important to confront falsehoods, oh yeah, well, that's their opinion. It's never useful if things end up in a flaming row. Don't be dismissive. Approach conversations with friends and family with empathy rather than ridicule, says Claire Wardle from First Draft, a not-for-profit which fights misinformation. Listen to what they have to say with patience. Encourage critical thinking. Well, if everybody used critical thinking, we probably wouldn't be in the position we're in at the moment. Unfortunately, a lot of people in the Matrix don't use critical thinking. It says people who believe conspiracy theories often say, I do my own research. The problem is that their research tends to consist of watching fringe YouTube videos, following random people on Facebook, and cherry picking evidence from biased Twitter accounts. Seriously. Oh my God. So what about all the medical doctors like Professor Dolores Cahill, Dr. DeBron, and God knows how many more professional doctors and people in the field who have come out and said about COVID? Why? Is that, let me see what they say, fringe YouTube videos, following random people on Facebook, and cherry picking evidence. Unbelievable. There's still a little bit more to talk about this. We will get into your dissolution. It says here, ask questions. Okay. Fact checking is important, but it's often not the right approach when someone passionately believes in conspiracies. Yeah, Noah's Ark was a conspiracy as well at one time, remember? Questions are much more effective than assertions, experts say. And don't expect immediate results. You might be hoping that a constructive conversation will end with some kind of epiphany over Christmas pudding, but don't bet on it. For those who have fallen deep down the conspiracy rabbit hole, getting out again can be a very long process. Oh my God. Okay. Now, you all know about, I've talked about it time and time again, the fluid belief system. And the whole idea of why I put that together, and when myself and Steve put that together in OAM, is because we knew that arguing over the content wasn't working. People weren't interested with the content. So we said, okay, we need to take a step back and look at it, approach this differently. So we used the put together the fluid belief system, which is based on psychology and how the person's mind works. And how, when you challenge their belief systems, how they react to it. Do they shut down because that's societal programming, shutting them down because they're not, they don't want the belief system challenged because they're comfortable with that belief system. And anything that challenges that will change their world and they just apply cognitive dissonance and I don't want to know about that. So that's what they normally do. Or do they entertain a thought where we're accepting them? Aristotle said the mark of an educated mind is to entertain thought aware, accepting it. So do they entertain the possibility of something that they're not aware of by challenging their belief system? or do they just shut down straight away? You'll find that people have two sorts of belief systems. They have a fluid belief system when it comes to something that really doesn't affect their life in any particular way. You know, just kind of day-to-day stuff. They're not really bothered about that. They change their belief system on that. And then just that the real solid in-ground belief system that they grew up with. You know, by the age of 7, we are given our belief system, and it's all based on perception. So it's a common problem, as you all know, that it's not got to do with intelligence. It's a common problem. People always say, I don't understand, that person's very intelligent, why don't they get it? Because it's not got to do with intelligence, it's got to do with perception. So people need to look at the perception of the person. The perception is what is the belief systems that we've been given since we were young, from our friends and family and brothers and sisters and teachers and everything else. So that's what needs to be challenged. Now, so you don't get into, if somebody starts saying to you over a Christmas dinner or over a meal or over a drink, and they go, well, what do you think about this coronavirus and all that? The first thing I do is I ignore the content. And I will say at this moment in time, I don't really waste my time anymore trying to wake people up. I've given up on that. But when it does happen where I might take the odd plunge into doing that, the first thing I'll say is, well, do you agree that, you know, you have to have two sides of the story to form an opinion? Well, and they'll probably go, logically, they'll go, well, yeah. So if you've only one side of the story, then how valid will your opinion be? And they'll go, well, it's not going to be very valid. Okay, so do you also agree that you can only give your opinion based on the information you know at the moment? And they go, yeah, okay, they can get that, that's logical. Okay, so how valid is your opinion on the virus when you talk about it if you haven't done the research and looked at the other side of the argument? And when you kind of give them that and approach it from a psychological point of view, most of the time they go, well, yeah, I suppose you're right. You know, how can you, you know, give an argument or give an opinion if you only have one side of the story? And I use the example of the two children, where if you hear something breaking and you go in and there's two kids there and the two kids are blaming each other for smashing something or breaking something, you don't just listen to one child's story and ignore the other child and blame the other child. You listen to both child's, you know, opinion on it, what happened, and then you form your opinion. You know, so, so again, you're using the psychology. It doesn't matter what the content is. It doesn't matter whether it's the COVID or whether it's the moon's made of cheese or anything like that. It doesn't matter what the content is. Talk about the logic of the psychology and the logical approach to forming an opinion and giving an opinion. Now, obviously, one of the things they talk about is, oh, well, it's, you know, you're following somebody on Facebook and all that. Well, if you actually give them the evidence, because an opinion is only an opinion, it becomes evidence when you produce the evidence. Some people becomes fact when you give them the evidence. Some people, you know, as I've always said, opinions are like arseholes. Everybody has one, right? But an opinion is only an opinion. It's not fact. It only becomes fact when you give them the evidence. And if they're giving you, if they become repeaters and they're just repeating the information that they heard on RTE and the BBC, one of the people I said this to, I said, right, give me some information about COVID that didn't come from RTE or the BBC or the media. I said this to a person. Give me something that you didn't hear, that away from the media, that you've researched to tell me about COVID. And they couldn't do it, because all they were doing were repeating what they heard on the media and telling me, oh, there's thousands have died. Is that right? Is that right? And can you confirm that? Or are you just repeating what you've heard on the, you give out, you know, they give out to us for watching fringe videos, but then they turn around and then they start quoting the BBC and RTE as if that's factual information. So you see, there's the argument there. Their argument's gone straight away, because at the end of the day, you know, they can't turn around and say, well, you know, I get my information on RTE and BBC. Yeah, okay, they've been proven to be right all the time. The other thing I approach from a psychological point of view as well is I just say to them, do you trust your government 100%? Do you? Very easy question, yes or no. Do you trust your government 100%? Everybody I've asked that question to, they've all said, no, they don't. And I said, then why do you think they're telling the truth now if you don't trust them? You know, and then I might mention a few things like thalidomide, asbestos, the Ryan report with all the abuse in the church, the cervical cancer issue, and there's so many things that have been issues with where the governments have lied. And people tend to forget. They forget these things, these scandals and what's went on over the years. They just seem to forget them. And then you remind them. And then they say, well, you know, the vaccine's going to be good for you. And I said, well, that's great. But you know that, you know, if you have the vaccine and something happens to you that you can't sue the pharmaceutical company, they're being indemnified against being the government have indemnified the pharmaceutical company. So they're immune from prosecution. And then I said, so, you know, you knock yourself out there, you get a vaccine and knowing that something happens to you, you're not going to get any payback from the big pharma. It gives them a bit of a reality check at the end of the day. And I don't know whether you've seen the video during the week where the nurse was talking about how great the vaccine was. And within a few minutes of having the vaccine, she passed out in front of the camera. And they have to turn the cameras away. So, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But hello to everybody in the chat room there. See everybody there. Good evening. Everybody, thanks for tuning in and listening to the show. For the people who could turn up late, this is just an unofficial show of me just ranting on, not ranting on, just kind of gabbling on and just talking a few things of things that are going on and the things that are affecting our life. It's exactly Slim Boy there on PIR. Tyranny isn't the problem, it's compliance. I totally agree. It's the whole compliance. She died. Jim said on the Kel chat room that lady died. Now, obviously, Jim, sorry. If you have a link or evidence to that, please send it over to me. That would be great. If she died, then that's a bit concerning. Okay, let me just check everything there. Right. Okay, I'm just going to press a few buttons here. Normally, when I'm doing obviously interviews, when the guest is talking, I'm doing the check on all the technology and just watching everything. But as I'm on my own, I'm going to be multitasking and talking at the same time. Okay, so just checking everything there, make sure everything's okay. Okay, so let's see. There's a lady who's a crisis actor, and she has a different name all the time. I don't know whether you've seen her, but she seems to be in a lot of photos for things with different names, but she's the same person. I seen that today. That was quite interesting. So you have a cup of tea. Maybe I should have a stiff whiskey or something like that. Right. Okay. So let's get into the annual podcasting and what happened. Well, we started off 2020 with a chap called David Ash, who was basically a physicist, and he was telling us all about, we had a great chat about, you know, the whole idea of frequencies and energy and what's supposed to be coming down the line. Now, what I've done is I've actually asked David Ash. He started the year off in January with the first show. So what I've done is I've asked David to come on again for the first show again for this year, and to have a talk with him. And like, we're a year down the line, and I'll go, well, okay, what's gone on, David? What's been happening? You know, because all we're seeing now at the moment is all this totalitarian tiptoe kicking in full time. I suppose on the December the 21st, we were hoping on something. Just something, maybe a solar flash or something would happen or something like that. And although the actual human frequency was really off the scale on the 21st, I don't know whether you've seen it, but if you look at the human frequency, it was actually off the scale also on that on the 21st, on the Monday, which was quite interesting. Nothing, I didn't kind of feel anything. I don't know whether if anybody's felt anything. How do you feel about it if anything happened? So if you did feel anything and you experienced something or you know something, send us an email and let us know. Everybody on the chat there just logging in. Hello, good evening. And so that was David. So I've asked David to come back on for the fourth show of this year for 2021 and catch up with David and find out what's going on. So that's going to be quite interesting. The next guest was a chap called Joe Gallenberger, and Joe was talking about psychokinesis and everything involved in that, which was quite interesting. I remember that Mandy, who did used to do the show with me every now and again, she asked me if we could get Joe on, and we did, and we had a chat with him there, which was quite interesting because he was into the psychokinesis. And I do feel that we all have abilities, but through the mystic schools and all that knowledge has been taken away and hidden and only given to certain people. But we do have certain abilities, and maybe with what's going to be going on, in the year, maybe these energies coming in, maybe what's happening is going to affect us and make changes on an energetic level. I'll put my teeth in for that. Maybe these abilities, the DNA, the dormant DNA will be activated, and maybe we will have these abilities there. Maybe they will come online. So we'll have to see. But yeah, he was quite interesting with that information. Then we had Tracy Mahan. Now, Tracy, as you know, we tune in to, just looking up there, just on the chat rooms there and bouncing around as well. Safety checks for the vaccines would be quite good, actually, if they brought them back and actually did a safety check. Before I talk about Tracy, I do Shane on the chat there. Now, you've heard about this Nashville bombing that went on. Apparently it was a hoax, false flag. That's what Shane is saying. Now, I heard, again, I don't know how true this is, so it's just what's gone around the internet. So it is just an opinion and a view until it's actually verified. But I heard that the building that was blown up in Nashville actually contained the Dominion server, which they were going to use as evidence regarding the election fraud. So that would be quite interesting that building got blown up, if that was true, with that server in there, which they were going to use as evidence. Now, if you remember, Building 7 in 9/11 was also taken down as well. And apparently Building 7, the rumour goes, basically had a lot of evidence in Building 7 regarding what was going on with the deep state and everything else, and that building was taken down as well. And there's going to be more. I reckon they're going to be churning up the old false flags, and they're going to be doing a lot more because they're getting more desperate as time goes on, because things aren't going the way they planned. I mean, they have tried to kill us for years. I mean, they wanted to kind of wipe us out by 2003, so we're still here. Even with chemtrails and everything else, we're still here, so... but that's the rumor regarding Nashville. I don't know whether that's true, but if anybody comes across, solid evidence on that, obviously, let me know. Send us an email, and we can talk about it on the show. We'd mention it on the show. So Tracy Mahan, with guests, I had Mandy, and I had Siobhan in the studio with me, and Tracy was on, and it was always a great session, great energy. Great tuning in to Tracy and Daniel coming through. I think he was Acturian, and she was channel Daniel, and we had to chat with Daniel. It's always good having Tracy on and having the chat and find out what's going on there. So that was quite good, and having the girls in as well. Siobhan, now, for people who don't know, has actually moved to Spain, and Mandy's doing her own thing. She's busy doing her own thing as well. But we can always get Siobhan on Skype if need be, to do a show as a co-host. I don't see that being a problem. The next guest was Anthony O'Flynn. Now, Anthony is based in Australia, and it's great that he gets up at silly o'clock, like Peter, on the chat room, to come on the show and talk to us live early in the morning, his end. And he's, I know he's just the, he's just had his own show down there called the Paradigm Shift Summit, and he's just done it down there, and it was very successful. And again, Anthony does have great information about what's going on as well. The next guest we had on in February was Selene Terry Apodaca. Now, Selene, again, has great information. She was she's been involved in the MKUltra in her younger days, and she was involved in all of that, and she now tunes in to what's going on in the world and the energies and everything else. And now she does live shows on YouTube as well. So if you go in and type Selene Terry Apodaca, you'll see her YouTube. And she's doing a countdown at the moment. I think she's on day 48. I'm not too sure what the days represent, but there's obviously she's doing a countdown or count up to something that's going to be taking place. So I'm not too sure, but I'd like to get definitely Anthony and I mean, all these guests, obviously, I would have back on the show because great information from people. Okay, Andy Thomas and Trevor Evers was the next guest on. Andy, a great speaker. He books out as well. He covers so many subjects. Great information. Love Andy. I met him when I was down in the Open Minds Conference. And myself and Steve actually did the talk that we did down there. Andy, what actually came up to us, was one of the people that came up to us and said that he enjoyed the talk because he said we were the only ones that were actually talking about the waking up process. Everybody was talking about the content. You know, they talk, whatever the subject matter was, they talk about it. But we were the only ones that actually talked about the jump between the matrix and the waking up process. And I think that's very important. I'm not just saying it because we were talking about it, but it's very important that that subject is dealt with, because there's no point talking about all the information that's out there if the people are still in the matrix. So this is why we go back to the psychology of how to wake people up and using the fluid belief system, using that method, and that's the best way to do it. Well, that's the best way that I've found using psychology to do it. Okay, then we had Liam from the Around the Project on, and Kim was on as well, which was great having a chat with them. As usual, I talked to them last week. Kim, Liam and Gavin was on last week, and we had a good chat with them on the 20th, and we'll get down to there as well. Then we had the girls from It's You Guru, which is Candy and Laura. And they do a system called BQH, which is Beyond Quantum Healing, which is, it's not similar to QHHT. BQH is more fluid of a system, apparently, than QHHT, and you can do more with it. So that's that was interesting what they found out there. I'm just checking the chat room there. Hi folks again, logging in there, and how you talk about AT&T for the Nashville bombing. Yeah, communications there. Somebody also mentioned about the emergency broadcast system in America. Now, I don't really know what's going to be happening with that, if they mentioned it. But we're getting very close to the inauguration on the 20th of January. So I don't know what the game plan is that Trump has, because it's getting a bit tight now up to the 20th of January. Now, he did say, somebody said that Kamala Harris, who's the vice president-elect, an actual office that doesn't exist. Normally, when they're in that position, they normally get things ready. And, you know, they get their office ready and get the decorators in and get all the technology sorted out and everything, because they know they're going into that position. But apparently, Kamala hasn't done anything at all. It's like she's waiting in the wings to see what's going to happen. So that's quite interesting that she hasn't done anything. So maybe she's not confident that she's going to be vice president-elect, which is interesting. Right, okay. Let's see. I'm just flicking around the chat rooms there just to see. Okay, that's fine. No problem at all there. And okay, as I say, if anybody wants to phone in, the phone number is 046-927-1212 if you want to phone in and have a chat, or you want to mention something by being my guest. No problem at all. We know the phone system. Well, I assume the phone system works. I know we've had major problems in the past, but as of late, it seems to be behaving itself and working, which is good. Right, okay, so that we did Candy and Laura there. Okay, another lady, she's a QHHT, which is a vet shepherd. She's a friend of Laura Whitworth. And a vet came on, and again, she does readings. She did a recent one there. Again, if you go on YouTube and type a vet shepherd, you'll find she has a YouTube channel. And she has a lot of videos on there and sessions that she's done, like Laura Whitworth, and the information that has come through. So it's quite interesting. So, another guest that I enjoy talking to and finding out what's going on. Again, what we've had in March, I've just seen a typo there. I'm going to have to change that. But we had in March again, we had Selene Terry Abadacha. We did a part two with Selene and did more information. Now, I know she's tuned in and she does a lot of tuning in to energies and what's happening. So I would like to get her back on in the new year and have a chat with her to see what she's come across. That would be quite interesting. Okay, now the next guest on was Harry Rhodes and Ryan Brooks. Harry was on, and you know Harry, the weatherman, as we say, and always good to have Harry on. He also does the health stuff. I will be talking about the vape kit shortly. But Harry came on, just gave us a chat with Ryan, and they were talking about the purification of water. They had special machines that could change the makeup of the water. It's like a kind of fan at the end of it, and it changes the structure of the water. And we all know how important water is. You know, the experiment where if you have two glasses of water and you put hate on one and love on the other, and you put all negative hate energy into one and love into the other one, and you'll actually see a difference in the water by doing that experiment. So our thoughts are very powerful. Then we had Walter Graham. Walter is a great guy, and he talks about the Wi-Fi, and he talks about the fluoride in the water. He's a big campaigner for obviously making sure fluoride is out of the water. I know they're trying to get another chemical into the water instead of fluoride up the north, maybe in air water too. I don't touch air water down here in Ireland, obviously with fluoride in it. It's all filtered. I'm going to have to get myself a Berkey filter. I think I'm going to have to get myself a Berkey filter for filtering water to make it really, really pure. But Walter is a great guest, great information about the technology. And obviously with the push on, you know, we talked about this, that when they had the lockdown in March, April, I'm just going to have a cup of tea, hang on. When we had the lockdown in March, April, they pushed out, they had all the engineers installing 5G. Isn't that quite convenient? Now, why did they do that? Why was 5G essential? Why were the workers out there installing 5G during the COVID? Because they knew that people would be against 5G, and that's why they did it. Honest to God, these people in our government, they need to be taken out, really, taken out of government, and maybe put in the stocks and let people throw veg at them or whatever you want to do. Yeah, something needs to be done. I mean, I'd hate to have hate speech, you know. But yeah, maybe a few rotten eggs or something, you know, in the stocks, maybe. The next guest I had on was Veronica Jean-Louise. And again, Veronica tunes in directly to Source. And she is a nurse. She's a holistic health nurse, a Reiki master, and spiritual counsellor. And she tunes in and she talks a lot about the actual human frequency as well. She used to put a lot of posts up regarding it. Not so often now, but she did used to do an awful lot of that. I used to go off the horse site and have a listen to what she says about it, which is quite interesting. And Veronica was on in April. The next guest was Sarah Jane Smith with co-host Siobhan Brady. So Siobhan joined me when I had Sarah on. Sarah is Irish, but she lives in the UK. And Sarah tunes in again to Source. And she does healing and helps people get rid of negative energies and stuff like that. And I haven't spoken to Sarah in a while. There was a period of time that we were talking nearly every day, but I suppose life gets in the way, and before you know it, You're not talking to somebody, so I must give her another call and see how she's getting on and have a chat with her and see what she's picking up on, because she does post up on Facebook as well. So I see her posts when she puts them up there, but I haven't spoken to her for a while, so I'll have to have a catch up with her sometime. Okay, on what day? This is April now. Okay, so we're in April, and we have Lynn from the Love Group in Scotland and Liam from the Arenda Project in Scotland. And Lynn is doing fantastic work. I mean, she employs so many people, and the work they're doing with Liam in Scotland is fantastic. They're really doing brilliant work up there. And so if you go to the Love Group or you listen to that show, all the links will be on there at the end of the show. You can fast forward the show, go to the links and check out what they're doing there. If you're living in Scotland or you're going up that way, and you'll see the work that they're doing. I think it's love.org.uk is the website there. That's brilliant information on what Lynn is doing and what you can achieve with very little money as well. That's the other thing. They achieved quite a lot with very little money. Okay, I'm just going to check the old chat room there. Right, guests, Danny Searle and Katrina Malloy. Danny's in Australia, and again, he gets up at silly o'clock in the morning to do the show, which is fantastic. And we get an update from Danny and his intel. Now, a lot of the information that Danny gets, I think he has sources that he gets. He has contacts, and he gets that information. And he puts it out there, and he's been attacked by the likes of Facebook and stuff like that. And social media, I think, have shut him down. So he's reduced on social media. But again, you know, it was great getting Danny on, good information. Katrina Malloy. Now, Katrina is a patient advocacy agent, and that's the person. There's only a few of these people in Ireland, and that's the person that you want to be sitting beside you. If you're going in for medical malpractice, if you're going to sue the HSC for medical malpractice or a doctor or whatever, Katrina is the person that needs to be sitting beside you, because if they try and BS you with you know, some BS information about the medical side, Katrina will be knowledgeable enough to know that what they're saying is a load of BS. So, if you are planning to sue the medical profession for any reason, you need a patient advocacy agent, and that's what Katrina does. And she has so many cases on her books at the moment. Now, we talked to Katrina when she came on. We talked to her about COVID, and it was the whole idea of on the death certs that they were putting down COVID. So, say an uncle would die of a heart attack. And they go, oh, yeah, okay, he died of a heart attack at home. That's it. And then on the death cert, they'd have COVID. And you think, no, he died of a heart attack. And then now we know about the PCR testing. So the PCR testing, apparently the amplification should be up to about 35. But apparently the HSC are doing it up to 45, between 40 and 45, which means that you'd get a false positive on water. And I believe there's a guy in Australia who did it on a can of Coke, and he got a false positive. So if so that means that if somebody dies of a heart attack, and they might say, well, he didn't die of COVID, but he had COVID. But if you do a PCR test and have it between 40 and 45, then obviously, of course, it's going to show up in COVID, because, you know, it'll show up. COVID will show up in water if you put it up, if you amplify it that much. This is why the PCR test is not fit for purpose. So, and there's a number of people that are going to be taking HSC to court over that, saying, hang on a minute, he died of either a heart attack or whatever it was, and not what you're saying on the death cert. So you have to be very careful of that. Very careful of that. Okay, just checking the chat room there. Okay. No, that's fine. No worries at all. Yeah, some sprouts. Moongale, I've got leftover sprouts I could chuck at the politicians. Yeah, that's about it, yeah. A few sprouts and spuds and a few other things that we could throw at the politicians. Put them in stocks and let people at them. I think it's just, I mean, the world has gone mad. It really has gone mad. I think everybody can kind of agree to that with everything going on. It is gone mad. Just checking the chat room there. Okay, good stuff. All right, let me go up there. All right, the next. Right, okay. The next guest in May, we had Patricia Corey and Samantha Backman. And Patricia is always great. I think Patricia is in an island off Spain. I think Shane is in the States. The Azores, I think, is it? No, I'm not too sure where what island she's on. But she's in an island off Spain somewhere. I think Shane on the chat room there. Shane's on the chat room there. I think she's on the same island as Shane is on. Azores, I think, maybe. Patricia, again, great information. She has her own YouTube channel, I believe, or social media. You can jump in and listen to Patricia do her show as well, which is really great. Great information. Samantha Backman. Now, Samantha, it's funny how I seen Samantha years ago. She used to be on Conscious TV. Remember we had the channel Conscious TV? And I seen a couple of her shows on Conscious TV years ago. And for obviously we got managed to hook up. Now I do want to do a show with Samantha, but because it's so early in the morning for Samantha, I'm going to have to do a pre-record for her because she doesn't want to get up that early. So I said to her, I'll be in touch with her and we'll do a pre-record and we'll sort something out. So we'll have to do that. I will do that and get her back on. And we do, because she's a great character and great information. And there's a lot going on over there in Australia as well. Very draconian measures coming on in certain parts in Australia. We'll get Samantha on. She'll give us an update. The next guest was a guest called Theo Chalmers on Sunday, the 10th of May. And Theo, as you know, we used to have Sky Channel 200, which is Conscious TV, Edge Media, which is brilliant. You could actually switch on the TV and watch the information that we wanted to watch on TV. And then obviously funding died away. They couldn't fund anymore. And the actual channel closed down, which is a pity because it was great watching them. You know, so again, I'm going to get Theo on if he wants to do a show and we can have a chat with him and have a catch up with him. He was on in May. Next guest is a chap called Charles Michael Beaver. And he was, he's worked with an abductee and he was involved with dark spirit attachments. He's worked with over 16 professional IT related contracts, okay, including CIA, FBI. So I remember the interview, and he did an awful lot of stuff with the likes of CIA, FBI, Defense Security Services, and all that kind of stuff, NATO, Army, Air Force. We had a good chat at the time, and I think he actually emailed me. He was a hypnotherapist as well. He did a hypnotherapy as well. I think I just only did the one show with Mike. I don't think that was the first time I ever had an interview with Mike. And of course, in late May, I had my old brother from another mother, Steve and George from OIM, came on, and me and Steve had a good natter about the scandemic, about the plandemic, and everything else. Steve came on. And we just had a catch up, you know, because people asked us. They said, look, will you and Steve do a show? Obviously, OEM, we haven't been on the air for a while, both of us. Steve is getting on great with his local project, his community project at the moment, his radio show. And he's gone great with that. He's very busy with that. But I asked Steve to come on because people said, well, will you get Steve on? And then we'd do a show. So Steve came on and we did a show and had a chat. Okay, the next guest is a chap called Frank Chilly Jr. Now, Frank Chilly was a friend of Bob Tompkinson. And Bob Tompkins, he was one of the top guys who knew, he was involved with all the UFO stuff. And apparently, Bob Tompkins, now the book he had out is on Amazon and you can buy it. I think it was something, working with aliens or something like that, I think the book was. I'd have to find it out for you. Memory's not serving me well, but Bob Tompkins, I'm sure if you type Bob Tompkins on Amazon, you'd find it. And apparently Bob Tompkins was working with real women and designing these advanced space aircrafts, which are 10 miles in size. And I think Frank said that they have these hangars in Utah in the desert, and the actual doors on these hangars are 10 miles in length, and the doors open up very, very easy so it doesn't disturb nature, and then these crafts come out and up they go. And I get this picture, if anybody's into the Avengers and S.H.I.E.L.D., if you remember the actual crafts they have flying in the air, that's what I get the impression of. Now, I know they're a smaller version, but, I mean, Frank Chilly said that Bob Tompkins was building these. These were 10 miles in size. And he sent me over a few photos and stuff like that as well. He also sent me over a PDF of their future plans up to the year 2100, I think it was. Now, that PDF is available. If you want that PDF, email me at contactus@circleofwhitelight.com and I'll email you that PDF, and it's all their space plans and all their plans up to the year 2100. And I'll send that to you on email if you're interested. But yeah, brilliant, Bob Tompkins. I did buy that book for my dad. I don't think I got around to reading it because I gave it to him as a present. So I might get a lend of it off him, read it and give it back to him. But yeah, and he was around the battle in LA. I think it was 1942 or something like that. And the battle in LA, some people are not aware of that, that there was kind of a UFO spotted and there was loads of guns blazing to shoot down this UFO. The Battle of LA, I think it was called. And Bob Tompkins was a young child, but he remembers it. So, very interesting from Frank Chilly. Now, the interview we did on Open Your Mind Radio with Frank was another great interview. That's when we first got him on and he was giving us all the information. So, this is a follow-up interview with Frank. Great information from Frank. I enjoyed having a chat with him regarding that. Okay, I'm just checking the chat room. Yeah. I loved Edge Media. Yeah, I liked Laurie. I liked Edge Media too. As I say, it was great. You could actually tune in, sit down, have a listen and watch it on TV. And then they obviously pulled the plug. Okay, so in June, we have Dermot McCallie and Paul Goff. Now, I don't know whether Paul's still doing the videos. I know Dermot's around on Facebook. I see him posting now and again. And Paul used to do a lot of videos, and I don't see them coming up now on YouTube. So I'll have to go and try and search to see if Paul's been doing anything, any more videos, because he used to do one nearly every day. Then I went to about once a week, and I don't know whether he's carried on doing it or he's given up doing it. And I know he was asked to do a talk in Dublin, and he did one of the protest marches. He did a talk on one of them, which is good to see him doing that. But he's very frustrated, obviously, which is understandable, of what's going on and why people are not seeing it. And Dermot, I think was he was involved in the local council at one time. We had a bit of a chat about what's going on in the Irish side of things. Hence why we had Paul and Dermot on at the time. Then a couple that I had on after was Gosha and Dale Harler. Now, I was watching the video today of Gosha and Dale, just Gosha on her own talking about things, and they seem to be very tuned in again to what's going on. So that's another guest that I would get on, Gosha and Dale, to have a chat with them to see what information they have, high level in information. So it was quite interesting. Taygeta Palladian crew in the orbit of Earth, so obviously they're high level stuff, so that was interesting. So I'll get them on again. Next interview, I had Major George Filer III, USAF, which is a contact that came from Frank Chilly. And it was a bit of a hard interview with George, because I kind of had to drag the information out of him, but the information that came out was very good. I just had to try and drag the information out of him. But that was a good interview with George. Good information as well. Loads of experience, loads of background, very well qualified. So again, they talk about watching fringe videos. Well, this guy is a major George Filer, the third USAF, and he was briefing high level majors and high level commanders in the military about what was going on. He was a pilot that was following these UFOs. I wouldn't call that fringe. Unbelievable what they do to try and insult us. Okay. Also had Lisa Armstrong on and Poppy. Again, I think they tune in. Lisa is a QHHT. I think Poppy does that as well. And again, just finding out what their thoughts are on how things are going on and what was happening. It's always good to find out what was said. Now, I know Lisa did say at the time that Dolores Cannon was talking about August 2020 that's it, August 2020, that's the time. And like August 2020 has come and gone and we're still nowhere near any kind of really changes that I can see anyway. So, you know, again, all this information for years and years and years, even through OIM, we heard loads of information. And at the start, we kind of said, oh, that's great, good, it's going to happen and all that. And then nothing ever happens. Nothing ever really did happen. So you get very skeptical over a period of time when people say about things and dates and all that. And you think, yeah, okay, well, I'll believe it when I see it. And of course, you know, 99% of the time, it doesn't happen. And if something does happen, it's quite minor. It's not a major thing. So interesting with Lisa and Poppy on that show, though. Good information, good to tune in. Right, I'm going to just take a little break. I'm going to go to a musical break. And let me see what we'll put on. Let me put a bit of Metallica. And I'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Okay, just a quick music break there. I get my cup of tea in so I can wet the whistle there. If you're if you've turned up late or you've tuned in late, it's just myself. There's no guest. This is just an unofficial annual review show. Just myself and the people on the chat room on People's Internet Radio and also Circle of White Light Radio. And we're just going through the actual annual review, all the shows that I did over the year. And just having a quick chat about them. And then if anybody's saying anything on the chat room, if you have any questions or you want to throw anything out there, by all means do in the chat room. If you want to phone in, you can give it a try on 046-927-1212. Sorry, I'm getting a bit hoarse. And if you want to, we can try the phone and see if that works, if you want to do that. Okay, so where were we? Okay, just on the chat room there, you're talking about Gemma Doherty. Now, some people are fans of Gemma, other people are not fans of Gemma. You know, I'm not a big fan of Gemma, but she did do a video there the other day. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. She did a video there the other day, and she actually said that she got a Freedom of Information Act from the HSC, and the HSC saying that there is no virus. Basically, that's what, you know, the information said. There's a letter that's saying there is no virus. So if the HSC are saying that, then why are we in this lockdown? Why on the, I think it's the 31st of December or the 1st of December, 1st of January, one of them days, we're going to level 5 up to January the 12th. Why are we in lockdown if there's no virus? If the HSC are coming out and saying that, and the World Health Organization, who I don't like either, but they're turning around and they're saying that there's no need to lock down countries. There's no need to lock them down. So why are we in lockdown if, number one, the HSC is saying there's no virus, and number two, the World Health Organization says you don't need to lock down your country? Why are we locking it down? You know, I do believe our government is digging a very, very big hole for themselves, and they're so deep into this hole and they can't get themselves out, and they don't know what way to get back out to save face. And they're just scurrying around, hoping that they can come up with some solution. So I don't know. answers on the postcard, to be honest with you. Oh no, you can't do that because I might have the virus on it. yeah, answers on the email then. But it's just interesting that all this evidence is out there. Who are these people, by the way, that want to queue up for the PCR test? If these people stop queuing up trying to get a test all the time, I mean, this virus is so deadly that you have to get a test to find out that you have it. If these people stopped queuing up, then the cases, inverted commas, wouldn't be in the news, and then maybe we can get back to normal. But we all know that this is a ruse to push people into getting the vaccine and pushing the vaccine. That's what it's all about. We all know that. Just checking there. Cheers, Laurie. Thanks for that. Saying a lovely review of the year show. Thanks, Laurie. I try and do this every year. I try and do this anyway, just to go through the show over the, you know, what happened over the year and the people I spoke to and interviewed. And obviously then we look forward to 2021 and see, you know, what's going to happen with that. What's going to happen for 2021? And we'll kind of get into that. I mean, we will talk about it. But we don't know. I mean, 2020, let's be honest about it. 2020 vision is what we talked about. And it's definitely opened our eyes to what's going on. And a lot of people have woken up over this year. People who are in the matrix have stepped outside the matrix. So, and a few, you know, years and years ago on OIM, myself and Steve spoke to a guy, Mark Chapman, I believe his name was, and I've said this before on the show, and Mark said, we said, how bad does it have to get? And he said, when the parents can't feed their kids, that's how bad it has to get. By then it might be just too late. And we said, well, hopefully it won't get that far. Now, things are getting very bad at the moment because 55,000 mortgages are now in arrears and people are losing their jobs. Obviously, they can't afford to pay the bills and maybe they're driving the car. They haven't updated their car tax or whatever. And of course, the guards are out there checking all car taxes. When they stop you, they have no interest in COVID whatsoever. All they want to do is check your insurance, your tax and your NCT. So this, to me, in my opinion, is a revenue exercise. That's all it is. It's nothing got to do with the virus. It's a revenue exercise. Because that's all they seem to be doing. Checking your tax insurance and your NCT. And obviously, you know, they're trying to get you used to the whole idea of police stopping you and finding out, asking you where you're going. You know, where are your papers? This is the thing. And people who don't learn from history are destined to repeat it. And this is what we're doing. History is repeating itself. Now, I don't really know how they're going to get around. You know, there's all talk about mandating the vaccine. But, you know, we have a constitution. But what they'll do is they'll obviously try and have that health passport. Now, I don't know whether you've seen this. I don't know whether the listeners have seen this. But Ryanair have issued a new advert on the TV and their buzzword on it is vax and go, right? Vax and go, get your vaccine and go. And apparently there's been a backlash on social media to Ryanair about vax and go. If you haven't seen it, go and check it out. They're trying to just vax and go. They're trying to push. They're saying, yeah, you can go to Spain for $19.99, vax and go, which is just madness. Now, out of all the airlines that are out there, I thought Michael O'Leary would be the one person that would say, no, we're not going to be worrying about people whether they're vaxxed or not. But then the advert comes out with vax and go. Unbelievable. I mean, I really don't know where Ryanair is going. So I don't know what the story is with Aer Lingus either. I don't know whether Aer Lingus is expecting to be doing that as well. So again, this is part and parcel of the totalitarian tiptoe, where they'll start off with the travel and then they'll roll out the health passport. Well, this is what they want to do. Whether they succeed in doing it is another thing. Will people wake up to it and decide to do something about it? Will we have another civil war? You know, I don't know. There's a lot going on in America at the moment, as you all know. And I do believe that America is the playground for what is going to happen throughout Europe. Now, there is a lot of talk about what's going to happen is that obviously the America is going to be sorted out first, with the good guys obviously sorting out America, let's call it that. And then once that America is sorted, then that wave of change will come over into Europe and then Asia and Australia. So it will take time, but it will happen. John C. said, about Michael O'Leary, was at the Blinderberg meeting. Well, yeah, I mean, if you attend one of them meetings, then obviously there's obviously something in it then. You have to be, Simon Coveney was the guy that went with Peter Sunderland to the Blinderberg meetings, and I believe Pascal Donoghue might be somebody that went there. Hi, Steve. I see you in there in the kitchen. Normally he's in the kitchen doing the ironing, but he's actually in the kitchen having a dinner there. Okay, brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so let's crack on. So we then, in July, we had Harry Rhodes and Liam again from around the group. And then we had Bob, Greshka and Erica. Now, Harry and Liam came on that show because we were talking about the vape kit. Now, I had a few vape kits that I allocated for free to people who had problems with their coughing. If they had a cough and couldn't get rid of it, or a chest infection or something. And the vape kits, gave out the vape kits. And all I said was, can you give me a testimonial when you use the vape kit? And there's a couple of people have used it. A few people have used it, give me the testimonial. There's other people who tried it and they said that they may have found it a bit too strong. The thing is with vape kits is that you have to make sure that it's adjusted where you have it fully open where the air comes in. Because if you have it closed in any way, it's going to be very strong. You have to start off very, very mild. And you have the carrier oil, which is the glycerine. And then you have the organic oregano. And you only need to put in like 2 drops at the very start. And do it very basic. Do it, you know, do it 3 times a day and have 4 or 5 drags of the vape kit. And what happened to me, obviously, for people who don't know, December last year, I had the flu, or maybe it was COVID, and I got rid of it, but I had this cough that lasted for, you know, nearly, you know, 2 months. And I told Harry about it, and Harry sent me over the vape kit, and that worked wonders. 2 or 3 days, bang, the cough was gone. And, of course, Liam had the same problem. He had a bit of a cough, so I sent him the vape kit, and he said, that was brilliant. It did the world of wonders. He was happy with that. So I got a few vape kits and allocated them to people who asked me for them. If you did receive a vape kit and you haven't sent a testimonial, can you please email me or just, you know, let me know how you got on with it at least, so I can put it on the website to let people know. That'd be great. Because some people got them and I think they probably found them a bit too strong, but maybe they just need to be adjusted a little bit and then it'd be they would have been fine. Bob, Greshka and Erica. Now, I do obviously, I've done the interview. I'm just trying to remember what the subject matter was. He was an engineer, so obviously talking about technology and stuff like that. I'd have to go back and listen to the show. Obviously, you know, I don't know where I think Bob came from. Was Bob, Bob, Greshka and Erica were Carbon C60. That's right. They did the Carbon C60. And you could buy the proper Carbon C60 from Bob's website. And I know Liam on the Circle of White Light chat room actually got the C60 from Bob and ordered it off his website. So there you go. So I think Liam got on okay with it. Right, okay. Let's see who else is on there. Okay, July we had Liam Deegan. Now Liam's an old friend of mine. I've known Liam a long time, and he's a citizen journalist, or internationally recognised investigative journalist. And Liam does some great research and posts on Facebook and social media, and he does some great work. And it's great having Liam on. Again, I'll get him on this year as well, because he does really delve into what's going on with Irish politics and what's happening. And he has good contacts out there, so I will get Liam on again. And on Sunday, the 19th of July, we had the plan at the time was to get a guest on called Becky Barron, which Becky has been on the show. But due to technical difficulties, Becky wasn't available. So I did ask Steve, my brother from another mother, to come on, and we had a chat and an update all about coronavirus and mask wearing and the laws and Trump and everything else. And that was on Sunday. So Steve jumped in to cover for Becky at the time. So well done, Steve, for doing that. And then the next week, funny enough, as luck would have it, the next week, I actually had scheduled Steve to be on with a friend of ours called Andrew. And myself, and Andrew was in the studio with us, so it was myself, Andrew and Steve, and we were having a chat together about all the things that are going on and giving different viewpoints. And people enjoyed them shows. They enjoyed the information that we just thrown around there about what was going on. So I think I'll have to, I think we'll have to have an update. Steve's tuning in there at the moment, so I think we'll have to have an update, Steve, and do an update show. About the virus and what's been going on in your life with the virus and my life and everything else. We'll have to have a catch up and do that. Next guest is a lady called Elizabeth April with guest co-host Spiritual Medium Siobhan. So Siobhan joined me in the studio, and Elizabeth April, Elizabeth does loads of shows. She's an intuitive channeler. And if you go on YouTube, she does a lot of live shows as well. And she talks a lot about, well, everything and anything about awakening and what's happening in 5D. And we had a good chat. I mean, she's a young girl, probably in her late 20s. But she had a kind of old head on her shoulders with information when I was talking to her. And I did get that feeling from Elizabeth. So it was a good chat with Siobhan as well. So if you haven't heard that show, I'd recommend having a listen to that. Okay, the next guest I had on was Becky Barron. We sorted out the technology, found out what the problem was, and Becky came on. Again, Becky was involved in MK Ultra, and they tried to kind of brainwash her and compartmentalize her brain and all that when she was young, and she fought it, and she managed to get away from them. And Becky now does her own YouTube channel as well, and she talks about things that are going on, updates. She can actually go in and access the Matrix, which is brilliant. And she can go and check people's energy, like Trump and stuff like that. And she does feel that Trump is a good guy who is there to do good. Now, does he have his own agenda on getting things done? Yeah, we know he does. But he's also been told that he has a job to do for the people here on the planet. And as long as he's flying straight, then there shouldn't be a problem. As I say, Becky can tune into a number of things. She tells people what's going on. And also, she said that we have won the fight. This is just the cleanup. This is just the end of it. This is the wounded animal lashing out, which is the cabal. It's their last attempt to try and bring in the new world order. But it's going to fail, because the energies are not on their side. They're swimming upstream when everybody's swimming downstream, and it's just not going to work for them. So we just have to grin and bear it, unfortunately. I know it's frustrating for everybody, because we've been doing this a long time. All of us have been, you know, listening to the shows, you know, swapping information, going to the seminars and you know, going on the internet, listening to other people. And it's very frustrating when people are still not getting it, even with all the information that's out there. But look, it is what it is. You know, maybe they need something drastic in their life to happen, which is part of the wake-up process. Because a lot of people who do wake up, normally something happens where they lose the job, or the banks go after them, or a family member dies or something, and that's the trigger for them to actually start asking questions. So maybe something like that, unfortunately how bad it is, maybe something like that has to happen for them to start waking up. Okay, so there's some massive link there on the chat room there. Well, you know, it depends how you look at it regarding, just to mention, Steve there, regarding fear. Fear has taken over. See, we talked about this, about, I think I said it when Rachel Alexander came on the show, which I'll talk about it. Your frontal cortex is your logical mind. But when you're in fear, your logic goes out the window. It shuts down your frontal cortex and you can't think logically or straight because of the fear. So if you're in fear of something, regardless of what it is, you need to analyze what that fear is. You need to say, why am I afraid of this? And you need to try and analyze it. And I know it's very hard because that's very logical approach to it. But that's the only way that you can kind of get over the fear, is to try and study it and analyze it and understand what it is, and then decide what you want to do with it. You know, they always say people have a fear of public speaking and death, and most people don't like confrontation. So you'll find a lot of people wearing the masks. And if you actually ask them, are you wearing the mask because of COVID? They'd probably go, no, I'm just wearing it because I don't want people saying that to me in the shop. And I don't want the police turning up going to fine me 80 quid, whatever. You know, if you ask some of them, that's probably what you say, because nobody likes confrontation. I'm not saying I like confrontation either, but I suppose having worked in the corporate world for a long time, that happens. Confrontation does happen with other managers and issues that come up that you have to deal with. You can't just kind of run away from it. You can't walk away from it. So you have to deal with it from a managerial point of view. So I suppose I have had to pull on that skill when it comes up with confrontations. You know, that's why I said to you about carrying the law around with you. At least if you print it out and you want to go somewhere, and you don't wear a mask. I mean, something I want people to bear in mind about the mask wearing, okay? Wearing a mask, I really don't want to wear a mask whatsoever. A face cover, a visor, which I use like a welder's helmet when I'm out with the family, just because they don't want confrontation. So for their sake, I'll put the helmet on. Or I might go somewhere where I think, you know what, I want to go in, I want to get something, I want to go out, and I just can't be bothered about having any hassle, I might put it on, because there's a lot of anxiety and when you go into a shop and, yeah, you know, it's okay going in a bit blasé and going, look, I'm going in, I'm not going to wear a mask or a visor, you know, and that's fine. But you know yourself in your own body that you might have a little bit of anxiety there, just, you know, hoping that nobody says anything or nothing happens, or no, you won't be attacked or approached or whatever. And at the end of the day, we are all vibration. And we all vibrate in a certain frequency. And that kind of anxiety could be a low frequency. It's a low energy and you don't really want to have that in your body. So if wearing a face cover, you know, takes away that anxiety and you can go in, get what you want and walk out, well then just put the face cover on. Honest, it's not worth it, you know, because it's counterproductive if it's going to give you stress or anxiety. It's not worth it, because especially at these times, you need to keep your frequency high. And that's not helping. So, yeah, okay, I agree that I don't like the mask. I've never worn a mask. But I've done the face cover, as I say, I put it on. It's like a welder's helmet. It's, you know, half of it is up in the air, you know. So but sometimes it's just peace of mind. I might run in to get something and run back out or whatever, you know. So that's what I do. Imelda's on. Hi, Imelda and Pat. Good evening to you there. Green light for Goldman Sachs to buy Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. Yeah, I heard about that Goldman Sachs want to buy Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. So I don't know what that's going to be all about. We'll have to keep an eye on that and see what happens. But big corporate buying out stuff. Okay, I'm just going to pop over to PIR. Okay, some words of wisdom from Alan. Yeah, I do have my moments. I do have my moments to have words of wisdom that come out. You know, the one that I always share is, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Okay, so, you know, it's so if you need something and you don't have it, then obviously, it's in trouble. You're in trouble. But if you have it and you don't need it, well, at least you know you have it just in case you need it. Okay, let's crack on. Yeah. So as I say, you decide what you do at the end of the day regarding whether you want to wear a mask or a face cover, because the system is designed to work against us. It's as simple as that. And the police are programmed to just come in and intimidate and coerce people. And some people are not comfortable with that. And, maybe in the early days, the law is there with severe stress and, the whole idea of saying to them, Article 296, page 4, 5, 2A, I think, or A2, severe stress. But the guards have gotten more kind of in your face these days regarding that. And obviously the doctors won't be writing letters unless they really, really, really have to write a letter. And that's the problem that you face. So if you want to deal with that, that's fine. You just have to decide yourself when you want to do that and when you don't want to do it, at the end of the day. And I know it's a protest, but, when you go into a shop and you don't have a mask on and 99% of the people in the shop have a mask on, oh my God, you just think, is anybody going to kind of stand up to the system and make a stand? I don't know. But maybe 2021 is going to be the year for it all. So the next guest after Becky Barron was a lady called Tracy Mahon. I spoke to Tracy before. Tracy was on the show earlier on in the year. And we had Siobhan on as a co-host with Tracy. And again, it's great information from Tracy. She tunes in and channels information from Daniel. And she tells what she gets through Daniel. We asking questions and everything else. So, Tracy will be, I'll be asking Tracy back on the show. She's a regular guest on, so it's great to have her on. Okay, next guest was Trevor Evers. And Trevor in August. Oh, we have a caller coming in. Good evening, caller. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's only me.
Hello, you. How are you?
With yourself.
Not too bad. You better tell people who you are just in case you don't recognise your voice.
Oh, they recognise my dulcet tones.
Yeah, that's Steve from OEM, just in case people are not aware. How are you doing? How's life with you?
Oh, sorry. Are we live already?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sure. How can I pick up the phone? I'm the only one here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you and I here, you see. You normally picked up the phone, talked to the person, then we went live.
Right. I just listened to you talking about the mask stuff there. And I just said, feck it. I'll give him now a ring in and have a chat. But I've actually got to the stage, Alan, where I've had several incidences of confrontation. And sometimes you just want to go into the shop, pick up what you need, and leave.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. And I found myself in a situation in Super Value, in Kells. I went in there, and there was a young lad at the door, and he asked me. He says, "Have you got a mask?" And I went, "No, I don't. I don't need one. I'm exempt." "Have you got a medical condition?" I said, "I do. Yeah." "Well, can I ask you what your medical condition is?" I said, "Well, unfortunately," I said, under the current legislation, you can't actually ask me that." And I said, "I'm not obliged to discuss it with you." I said, "So can I come in or what?" And he hadn't a clue what to do. So what he did was he just said, "Oh, hold on there a second." And he walked up to the shop. Now, I was myself and Barbara Ann were there. She put a mask on, so she walked ahead. Now, I was only going in before just for the company. I wasn't actually getting that.
Yeah.
So I walked up then to the front of the shop, and I said to the guy, I said, "So what's the story? Am I coming in, or would you like me to leave?" He didn't know what to say, and he just said, "Okay, yeah, go ahead." So I went in about my business. And I would say I was in there about 2 minutes. And the security, you know, the security guard that works there.
Didn't know they had one.
Ah, they do, yeah. Yeah, the guy with the beard. But he came barreling towards me. And he was really curious as to know why I was the only one in the shop without a mask. So I said, I'm exempt. How can you be exempt? I said, because I have a medical condition. And he says, well, have you got a note from your doctor? And I said, no, I don't. Well, you should have. I said, well, hang on a second. The doctors, a lot of doctors have been told not to be giving out letters because, you know, it just take up way too much time and all this carry on. And he says, well, I've seen letters. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, I'll just go home and Photoshop one if you want to make a big deal over. But I says, well, I don't have one. But I do have a medical condition. Well, what's your medical condition? I said, well, unfortunately, I said, I cannot discuss my medical condition with members of the public. And I says, would you like me to leave the shop? Well, I didn't say that. I said, okay, well, can I go about my business? Well, I have to satisfy myself that you have a medical condition. I said, well, I've just told you. Yeah, but you haven't got a letter. So we were kind of going round in circles. And I said, well, look, according to the law, and this is where it got interesting, because he said, I'm not interested in the law. And I went, whoa, hang on a second. I said, hold the phone. I said, you're not interested in the law. And he said, no. And I said, but you do realize that it's the law that's mandating all the masks and all that. Yeah, and he was kind of stumbling then, and I said, and you do realise it's your government. They're not my government. I said, well, the government, whether we like them or not, I said, they're the ones that have us in this mess. And I said, so what are we going to do? I said, can I go about my business? Oh, well, I still have to satisfy myself. And I said, okay. And he said, well, so you haven't got a letter? I said, no, I don't have a letter. I said, well, hang on a second. So I opened up my wallet, and I bribed more than 50. No, I didn't. I opened up my wallet, and I had a copy of the Article 296. Because I know, and I agree with exactly what you're saying, carry it around, because when people get on your back, you just take it out and you show them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this lad wasn't really that interested. What's this? I said, this is a self-declaration based on Article 296 that says I am exempt. And he says, well, I don't know anything about this article. And I says, well, this is the article. Article 296 is the one that's kind of mandating all the mask or the face coverings to be worn in premises. Well, I don't know anything about, I don't care about that. And I says, again, I says, but you have to care about it. I said, this is the article under which you're hassling me. Oh, I'm hassling you now, am I? And I went, well, I came into the shop and you're not letting me go about my business. I said, so, you know, therefore, I view it as hassle. And I'll be honest with you, I said, I'm feeling very intimidated here at the moment. I said, there are people going past there, and they're looking at this. I feel like I'm a freak show or a sideshow. And again, he said, well, what is this thing, this article, the 296? So I said, he glanced at it the first time. I said, did you read it? No. I says, you're asking me what it is. I said, if you read it, it will put you in the picture. So he read it, you know, as to the reason why I said I was exempt, because it would cause me severe stress or I had a condition or whatever, but I wasn't going into him. And so bottom line was, he said, well, whose name is this? Who's Stephen McKenna? I said, that's me. Okay. And I said, well, now that you know my name, can I ask yours? No, you don't need to know my name. I says, oh, unfortunately, I said I do, because I said, if I find myself in a position where I have to make a complaint against this store, I said, I will need to know your name. So he told me his name was Keith. And I said, fine, okay, that's fine, Keith. Now that we're on first-name basis, I said, now we can be kind of civil. I said, do you agree with all this? He said, it doesn't matter what I agree with. My boss told me that everyone that comes into the shop has to wear a mask. And I said, you mean a face covering? He said, no, a mask. And I says, well, you know, your boss is making up his own laws. Well, I don't care, he says. And I says, but I said, Keith, you have to care, because you're enforcing something because your boss is telling you that it supersedes what the government have said. I said that the legislation that the government have enacted that's in place at the moment cannot be superseded by anyone. I said, and anyone who thinks that they can is going to find themselves in hot water. And so, you know, we exchanged a few more pleasantries. And at the end of it, he said, OK, look, right, we go about your business. And the next time I see you coming in, he said, at least now I know. And, you know, you won't hear that anymore from me. I says, OK, thanks very much. I appreciate that. Of course, after that exchange, I went looking for the missus then, and she had already got what she needed and was gone. So, I actually found myself then, after that, and I'm sorry for tying up your time.
That's okay.
But very, very quickly, I found myself, I had to go for bring the car for an NCT. And you know yourself with the NCT, you have to go into the centre and present your documents, and then you can go back out then. And they had a notice on the door saying, no mask, no entry. And I'm thinking, oh, here we go again. This was a 7 a.m. NCT. So I said, do I really, really want this? And I didn't. So I searched in the car. It was Barbara's car. So I searched in it, and she had masks there because she has to have them for work. And I just said, it goes against every moral fiber, every grain. But I put it on, walked in, handed him his documents. Your man took the key, and I walked back out. I'd say I had it on for about 30 seconds, if even that. But, you know, I found myself in that position where, you know, sometimes you will just going to say, no, I'm not putting it on, and the law is on my side, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, sometimes there are situations where it's a case of 30 seconds. You know, it just means I'm in and I'm out. And, you know, it's not as if we're losing the battle or anything like that. You know, it's just a case of... You know, we live to fight another day.
Yeah, you have to make a judgment call on it because,
absolutely,
you know, that anxiety and the hassle and the issues and the stress and everything else, that's affecting their energy. And you have to think about that, your energy. For the sake of putting something on, if you're just flying in, flying out, I did the same thing. I think, well, again, I was with Connor, my son, in the social office. You know, and you just have to laugh at the situation. But again, I put a face covering on. I don't put a mask on. And and that's what I do. But funny enough, SuperValue again, Kells. Last week, I was in. And I don't know whether the manager, and I know the manager because he knows I do a radio show. And he came over to me and he said, Alan, he said, you have to put a mask on. And I said, I won't say his name. But I said, I don't have to put a mask on. I said, not according to the legislation, I don't if I'm exempt. Oh, well, the terms and conditions, the terms and conditions in the shop says you have to put a mask on. And I said, no, I said, see that, I've showed them the paperwork. I said, look, see that, that's the legislation. That's the law. The law supersedes, the law, your legislation or your terms and conditions do not supersede the law of the land. So I'm sorry, but, you know, this is the law. So he said, oh, okay, fair enough. I said, medical reasons, you know. So what I did was, so he was okay. He went away. He was okay. And I went around, did my bit, you know. And, but when I got home, I sent an email to SuperValue, Kells. And I said to them about the actual, what the law is. And I said, if you, are you telling you need to educate your staff that this is the law and your terms and conditions of your company do not supersede the laws of the land. And if you do that, you're opening yourself up to being sued, as is, I think Aldi is being sued at the moment for the exact reason. And again, it's always good to follow up these companies. I did the same thing, Steve, with the Headford Arms down in Kells.
Yeah.
That, but they were great. When you went into the Headford Arms, nobody was bothering you about app tracing. Nobody was bothering me about wearing a mask. I went in. It was great. Went in, met a friend of mine, had a few coffees, had a chat. Nobody was asking about app tracing. So again, when I got home, I sent an email to Headford Arms. I congratulated them and well done on a great job for respecting my privacy. And I will be bringing more business to your premises if it stays that way. So, and that's what people need to be doing. We need to be complimenting the companies that are doing the right thing and then having a go at the companies that are doing the wrong thing.
That's it. I mean, you said that to me before, that, you know, and it has stuck with me for a long time, that, you know, a lot of people will go somewhere and they'll get good service and they'll walk away thinking, geez, that was good. And you should never leave it there. Mm. I mean, if people get bad service, they'll follow it up with a bad review,
yeah,
on somewhere, you know, and good service as well should be rewarded, even if it's just, and I think it was probably you, I think Alan is the king of chocolates. Was it? I think you got a great service in a garage once. You were telling me
that's right. Yeah,
they looked after you, so you went away and came back with a box of chocolates and said, "There you go, that's for yourselves."
That's it.
You know,
yeah,
and it's little acts of kindness, random acts, I suppose, you know, like that make a world of difference to someone.
You know what I was thinking, Steve, the other day, as you're on, I don't mind having a chat with you. You know the way everybody seems to be on the attack, especially with the guards and stuff like that. You know, look at this guard doing this, look at this guard doing that. And I was thinking to you today, imagine if somebody set up a website saying, look at this video of this guard doing the right thing. So it'd be Gardaí, a website for Gardaí who do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Now, Would they be keen to pull that website down if they were shown Gardaí in a good light doing the right thing and obeying the law? Because we always look at the bad thing, don't we? Look, expose this. Look at the bad thing. We always look at the bad thing. But what if it was a website that was GardaWatch.com or something, and it was all got to do with guards who are doing the right thing? Now, I can imagine in the members, inverted commas, you know what I mean by that, Steve? The members talking to each other and going, God, that'd be great to get up on that website there, you know, doing, I must do the right thing to get up there, you know. And then all of a sudden, maybe psychologically, you might get the guards thinking, hey, if I do the right thing, I might get up on that website for a bit of fun. And then all of a sudden, maybe we get the guards doing the right thing instead of the wrong thing.
Well, I suppose anything is possible. I won't be setting up any website for them.
No. It's, look.
No, I mean, look, anything is possible, I suppose. Well, and there are, I mean, unfortunately, in this life, we do pay more attention to a lot of the negatives than we do the positives. I mean, do you know what? I heard an advert, Alan, yesterday, and I heard it, and it basically said, it was about cancer, childhood cancer. And the advert said one in five children diagnosed with cancer won't make it. And I listened to the ad and I said to myself, okay, so one in five children diagnosed with cancer won't make it. And it sounds bad that way, but when you say it a different way, four out of five children diagnosed with cancer will make it.
Mm.
You know, it's just completely, you know, you spin it around and it gives a whole different message, more of a positive message than a negative one.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the guards, I think we can all agree there are some guards who they're nice and they're there, they're very respectful. And I've met a few of them in my time, you know, especially over the recent lockdowns. And like one of them said to me, you know, she was female, and I was pulled into the side of the road, and because I stopped 2 feet short of where she wanted me to stop, she beckoned me to move up 2 feet rather than her take 2 steps forward, you know. And that was like, I'm in control here. You stop where I tell you.
Yeah.
And then, where are you going? You know, real kind of show me your papers kind of an attitude, which I didn't like. And then about 2 days later, another checkpoint stopped at that and rolled down the window. The guard was there and he looked at me and he says, you're probably on your way home from work, are you? And I went, I am, yeah. Well, I'm not delaying you. Go ahead. You know, he didn't ask where I was going. He just assumed. So he pretty much told me, you're on your way home from work, and I'm not going to delay you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know? And they're the things, because we are very quick to complain and moan, and people always love giving you the problem. And that drives me nuts, because, you know, you say to people, right, you know, I learned a long time ago, I know I said this on OAM, the two of us have said it before, but years ago in my career, in my early days, my boss said, look, you know, if there's a problem with the computer systems, there's no point you coming in and telling me what the problem is, because I'm not an IT guy, I can't fix it. But give me three solutions and I'll pick the one that I think suits, you know, the issue that will solve, you know, that would be the best one. So what I say to people now, if you're going to come and complain and, you know, about something, give me the solutions to go with it. Just don't give me the problem. Give me three solutions, because that's forcing people to think, to take the energy to think, not just come up with the problem. We all know what the bloody problems are, and it's very easy to moan, because moaning about something is easy. Trying to think of the solution is harder.
Yeah. Moaning takes less energy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I push that. So, you know, when I, you know me, Steve, we've been doing this a long time with radio, and we've been saying it in our personal lives about, you know, don't just give me the problem, give me the solution as well, you know. But, well, listen, thanks for coming on. I'm going to finish up the show and just go to the rest of the shows for the year. But we'll have to do a show, Steve. We'll do a catch-up show in the new year.
Absolutely.
And we'll just, you know, we'll sit down, have a cup of tea and just talk about what's going on in the world and what you're up to and doing. I know you're busy with your radio show and it's going great at the moment. You're getting great feedback and loads of people interested in your show. And it's the words getting out there. So brilliant. I know that's keeping you busy.
Oh, absolutely. That and three children.
Well, they'll always keep you busy. Okay, well, listen, if I don't talk to you beforehand, have a good Happy New Year and with the family and that, and I'll talk to you in the new year.
Okay, Alan, to you and yours and all the listeners on OIM, Circle of White Light and People's Internet Radio, fair play. Keep the flag born, keep the home fires born, or whatever the saying is, and look, it's been a shitty year for all of us, but I think this year has given us a lot to think about, and it has kind of put us in a position where we have to kind of go, right, a lot of people are in a position where they're wondering, am I going to just sit here and continue and be part of the solution or part of the problem, or am I going to stand up and be part of the solution? And I think there are a lot of people out there, and like you said earlier, there are a lot of people in shops wearing the mask, not because they're being controlled, they're wearing it just to get in and out of the shop, like a lot of us will do, because I've met a few people, and when you get chatting to them, and the mask comes down, you find out that they're singing from the same hymn sheet as the rest of us, but they don't want the confrontation. So let's hope 2021 could be our year, because 2021, maybe, I know we were all expecting big things in 2012, well, maybe 2021 could be the 2012, I don't know. Thanks for taking the call, and sorry for staying on for so long.
That's okay. No worries. We'll do a show, and we'll put a bit of time into the post-mortem of 2020, and we'll talk about 2021. All right, so I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, take care, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so there you go. That's Steve, my brother from another mother, from OIM. Cheers for Steve for actually phoning in and catching up on what's been going on there. So quickly, I did say I thought the show would kind of be about an hour or so, but obviously just looking at the clock, we're filling the time there. So I'm going to quickly fly through this. So Patricia Curry was in August. Patricia came on, we did the full show with Patricia. Then Dr. Rima LeBeau was September. Dr. Rima, if you haven't listened to Dr. Rima, listen to Dr. Rima. She's brilliant information. The proper qualified medical doctor telling you about the vaccines and everything else. Okay, so check into that. Then I had Daniel Laverity on. I hadn't had Daniel on for a while, Danielle, and just catching up on Danielle, what's been going on in her life. And she's doing psychic readings and stuff like that now. Then I had Candice Crowe Goldman. Now, Candice used to work with Dolores Cannon, the person who started QHHT. And the one thing I got from that show was this. You know, you can't sweep up the mess unless you can see the mess. And what's happening with 2020 now at the moment is that we're seeing the mess. And when you see the mess, then you can tidy up the mess, but you have to see the mess first. And that's what we're seeing. Now, Candice was the one that started BQH, which Candy and Laura do, and a lot of people do as well. Beyond Quantum Healing, that's what the BQH stands for. And that was, again, good information. Then I had Gavin, the quantum surgeon. That was on in September, late September. Again, Gavin was on there last week with Liam and Kim as well. And Gavin's a great guy, doing so much work, energetic work, and helping so many people out in the background. It's unreal the amount of work he does. So fair play to Gavin. And then I had Laurie Ladd. Laurie Ladd's very popular on YouTube. She has her own YouTube channel, has a massive following with people there. And fair play for Laurie. She does YouTube all the time, letting people know what's going on. Next guest was Rachel Alexander. This, to me, was one of the best shows I enjoyed because it was all got to do with psychology. And Rachel Alexander, I sent her over the video of myself and Steve doing the seminar at the Open Minds Conference and the Basis Conference. And I asked her and I said, all the psychology that I, because I have a background in social psychology, and I said to her, am I spot on with that or am I off with that? And she confirmed 100% that all the kind of study and work and what I talked about was 100%. So it's great getting the validation from Rachel that what I talk about is actually genuine and legit and fluid belief system and all that. It's all relevant. So that I really enjoyed that. And I want to get Rachel back on if she's up for doing a part two interview in the new year. That'd be brilliant. Okay, next guest is Clive DeCarl. Clive, also a brilliant guest. Always great to have Clive on because he has great information about natural healing and everything else. And I learned a lot from him. A lot of people have learned a lot from Clive. So it's great having Clive on. Then I had Shirley O'Donoghue. Shirley O'Donoghue does therapy for prisoners and stuff like that. And they're trying to change how the system works to stop people reoffending. So that was good information from Shirley. Then I had Gavin and Liam on. Liam from around the Life Force and Gavin came on. The two of them came on. We had a good chat about what was going on. Then we had then I had Tank from the Life Force over in the States. Tank Stefan Rao was on and spoke to Tank. And also Mark Delvin was on Sunday. That's in November, the 8th of November. And Mark, again, great information. Does a lot of shows as well on himself. Yvette was on again. I got Yvette on again for a second show for that year. Danny came on again. I did a full show with Danny this time. The last time I did half a show, but this time I did a full show with Danny. And then Anne, Dr. Anne McCluskey from Derry came on in the end of November, which is fantastic. Dr. Anne really put it out there and was telling us about COVID and what's going on. And she can't believe that people are swallowing it. You know, I mentioned earlier about this. They're trying to say about conspiracy theorists looking at fringe information. I mean, Dr. Anne McCluskey is a medical doctor, qualified medical doctor. So how is that fringe information of following somebody on Facebook? Seriously, these people are just unbelievable. Then we had Pat on. I think Pat's on the chat room there. I think he was on earlier on. Maybe he's not on now, but he was on earlier on. And Pat Green, who's the leader of the DDI party, and obviously Pat's going to be looking at getting things together again for DDI, because I think now's maybe the time we need a proper party. People are hungry for it, I think. People are ready for a change and not the people that we've had in or the parties that we've had in over the years. Tweedledum and Tweedledee for the last 100 years. They need to be replaced and a new party needs to be brought in. Then I had Becky Barron on, part two with Becky, which is brilliant in December. And then last week I had Kim, Liam and Gavin doing a roundup for the year. Kim being the trustee of the global accounts and she has the highest security clearance on the planet of 74. Gavin from the Arenda project, Liam from the Arenda project, and then Gavin, the quantum surgeon. So that is the list of guests we got there in the end. Not bad timing, actually. Wow. So there you go. So that's the whole list of guests for the year for 2020. What's it going to be like this time next year? This time next year when I do the annual review, if the world is still here, What is it going to be like next year? I normally say that every year. What's it going to be like next year? Did we think that at the start of January last year that we would be in the situation that we're in now this year, at the end of this year? I mean, I don't think any of us thought that we'd be in this. It didn't even occur to us that we'd be in this kind of situation. and people wouldn't believe it. You know, it's amazing how, you know, you say to people, oh, this is going to happen. And they just say, oh, I don't believe that. That's not going to happen. And families are going to fall out with families because of this mask wearing and everything else. And look at where we are at now, a year down the line. Unbelievable. And as I said, we said this, George Orwell, 1984, you know, I've run out of conspiracy theories because they're all gone. They've all been used because they've all come true. So it's interesting. But again, you know, I would say to you, the one thing I would say, and not just the Hunger Games. Yeah, you're right, Imelda, the Hunger Games begins. But I would just say to you, say to everyone, you know, they are ramping up, pushing out the, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist rubbish in the media. And you're going to be accused of doing that. So if you don't know what the fluid belief system is, then pop over to the OEM YouTube channel and watch the Basis conference that myself and Steve spoke at, or the Open Mind conference, because all the psychology and the tools you need are on that to help you argue the point with people. Again, don't use the content. If you start arguing about the virus and there's no virus and everything else, they'll be ready for all of that. So there's no point going down that road because you won't win it. Okay, so the best thing to do is to apply the psychology. Find out what way they work and if they can challenge their belief system and Aristotle. If you do, if you try and apply the psychology rather than arguing over the content, then you'll have a better chance of winning the argument, or else they'll just walk away because they know they can't win the argument. That's if you want to go down the road of the argument. Because some people, you just want to say, okay, I've had enough, you know. So, but we'll see what happens. You know, we have the American election and all everything that's going on in America and everything else. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that. And maybe it'll be just a matter of time after America is sorted and Trump gets back in, that the clearing of the swamp will start taking place over to Europe and then over to Asia and then Australia. And bit by bit, it'll be cleared. And maybe that's, you know, maybe that's the plan. I hope that's the plan anyway. So we need to just hold on for, you know, another few months until, you know, maybe 6 months. Give it the next few months anyway. Let's see how we get on. I know it's frustrating for everybody, but look, do what you have to do for now, just to keep the peace and keep your energy up as much as you can, okay? Okay. Let's see. So as I said, next week I'm going to have David Ash on, who was the guest on in January of 2020 this year. So I'm going to, it's a year later, so I'm going to get David on and we're going to have a talk to David Ash about all energies and everything and what's going on, what his predictions are for 2021. So what I'd like to do is just say to everybody, have a happy new year to all the listeners. Thank you for your ongoing support. Well, all the other shows out there, I'm humbled that you choose to tune into Circle of White Light Radio every Sunday. I'd also like to give a big thank you to the Paid Forward team, who are there every week chatting about the issues of the world and deciding on who the next charity will be that we can support and donate to. Let's hope 2021 is a better year and that 2020 was at the bottom of the mountain. And from here on in, we just need to climb to the top of the mountain. So 2020 was hopefully the hardest year, and then from here on in, it gets a little bit easier, fingers crossed. But we still need people to kind of keep posting on social media, keep waking people up, still talk to people, and keep doing what you're doing, and support as people as much as you can. They're losing the fight because you can tell by the fact checkers and the articles they're putting in the newspapers and everything else. They're losing the fight. We are losing the fight. So it's just a matter of time. So I'm going to let you go. I don't think there's a show on PIR after this. I think Barry's taking the time out. Thanks for everybody tuning in, for taking your time for over the Christmas period. And tonight for tuning in. It's much appreciated. As I say, it was just an unofficial annual review show. No guests on the show tonight. Thanks to Steve for phoning in. And it proves the phone is working, folks. So the phone is working, so that's brilliant. So it did the job. So that's good to know. So for myself, anyway, the next time I'll be talking to you will be 2021. So onwards and upwards, I say. Okay. Right, folks, take care. For myself, Alan James at Circle of White Light Radio, take care of yourself. Have a good, happy, safe New Year's. And, let's see what happens next year. Take care and bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleOfWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.